Lanka dipo ayam ahu sihena sihala iti. Diput patim imam vam sam sunyata vachanam mama. Dipavamsa, the chronicle of the island, notably Vijaya's story, which is chapter 9. The island of Lanka was called Sihala after the lion, Siha. Listen ye to the narration of the origin of the island, which I am going to tell. Vangara cha sayam dita aranya vanagokaram siha sam vasam anvaya bataro janahi duve. The daughter of the Vanga king cohabited in the forest with a lion dwelling in the wilderness, and in consequence gave birth to two children. Sihabahu and Sivali were beautiful youths. The name of their mother was Susima, and their father was called the Lion. Sihabahu sa Sivali Kumara Karudasana Mata cha Susima Nama Pita cha Sihasavaho Yo. Atikanta solasvasa nikamitva guhantara mabesi nagaram tata sihapuram varuttamam. When their 16th year had elapsed, Sihabahu departed from his cave and then built a most excellent town called Sihapura. Lalaratta tahim raja sihaputo Mahabalo Anusasi Maharajam Sihapuravaratmatame. The son of the lion, a powerful king, ruled over a great kingdom in Lalarata, in the most excellent town of Sihapura. Batimsa Bataro Honti Sihaputasa Atraja Vijayo cha sumito cha subha jeta bataro ahum. 32 brothers were the sons of Sihabahu. Vijaya and Sumita were the eldest amongst them, beautiful princess. Vijayo nama so kumaro bhagabo asi asikito karati vilopakamam Atikicham Sudaranam. Prince Vijaya was daring and uneducated. He committed most wicked and fearful deeds, plundering the people. Samagata Janapada Negama Cha Samagata Upankama Rajanam Vijaya Dosam Pakasamayam. Te Sam Vachanam Suttavana Raja Kupitamanaso Annapesi Amachanam Kumaram Niharata Imam. The people from the country and the merchants assembled. They went to the king and complained against the bad conduct of Vijaya. The king, having heard their speech, full of anger, gave their order to the ministers, "Remove ye that boy." Paricha rika ime sabbeputa daracha bandava dasci dasa kamara kare niharantu janapada tato tam niharitvana visham katvana bandave aropetvana tenavam vuhita ananavetata. Let them remove from the country all those attendants, his wives, children, relations, maidservants, manservants, and hired workmen. He was then removed, and his relations were separated from him, and so they went on board ship, and the ship sailed away on the sea. Pakamantu yata kaman honti sabbe adasanam rate janapade vasam ma puna agamichati kumaranam arulana vagata dipam avasakam namadayam tada asi nagadipanti vuchati. May they drift wherever they like. They shall not show their faces again, nor shall they ever come back to dwell in our kingdom and country. The ship in which the children had embarked was helplessly driven to an island, the name of which was called Nagadipa. Mahilanam arulvahanava gata dipam avasakam namadhyayam tada asi mahilaratan tivutati. Purishanam arulhanava apilavanta vasagaram vipanata visamula gata supara pata nam. The ship in which the wives had embarked was helplessly driven to an island, the name of which was then called Mahilarata. The ship in which the men had embarked went sailing on the sea, losing her way and her bearings, to the port of Supara. Urohitvana Suparam Sata Satan Chata Tada Vipurlam Sakara Samanam Akam Su Te Suparaka Tesu Sakariya Am Manusu Vijayo Cha Saha Yaka Sabbe Ludani Kamani Kurumana Nubujaka. The people of Supara then invited those 700 men to disembark and offered them lavish hospitality and honors. During this hospitable reception, Vijaya and all his followers, unnoticed, committed barbarous deeds. Panyam adinam paradharam musavadam cha pesunam anacharan cha dusilam acharanti sudaranam kakalam purasam guram kamam katva sudaranam ucheyatvanam mantimsu kipam gatema dutateke. They made themselves guilty of drinking, theft, adultery, falsehood, and slander, of an immoral, most dreadful, bad conduct. The people, indignant at such cruel, savage, terrible, and most dreadful deeds being committed against themselves, consulted together, "Let us quickly kill those rascals."
Oja dipu po varadipo mandipo ti va ahu lanka dipo cha panyate tamba paniti nyanyati.
There is an island, formerly called Ojadipa, Varadipa, or Mandadipa, the recent name of which is Lankadipa, and which is besides known by the name of Tambapani.
Parinibbana smaya sambuddha dipadutame siha bahusayam putto vijaya namo khatiyo Lankadipam anupato jahitva jampu dipavaham vyakasi buddhaseto so raja hesati khatiyo.
At the time when Sambuddha, highest of men, attained Parinibbana, that son of Sihabyahu, the prince called Vijaya, having left the land called Jambudipa, landed on Lankadipa. It had been foretold by the most excellent Buddha that the prince one day would be its king.
Tato amanantaya sata sakam devanam isaram Lankadipasa usakam ma pama jataka kosiya Sambuddhasa vacho sutva devaraja sujampati upalavanyasa akichike dipam arakaranam.
The teacher at that time had addressed Sakka, the chief of gods, "Do not neglect Kosiya, the care of Lankadipa." Sujampati, the king of gods, having heard the Sambuddha's command, committed to Upalavana the business of guarding the island.
Sakasa vachanam sutva devatputto mahiddiko lanka dipasa arakam chapariso pachapatati tayo mase vasitvana vijaya burakache ujja yetva janakayam tam eva navam aruhi.
Having heard the command of Sakka, that powerful Devaputta and his attendant demons kept guard over the island. Vijaya, having stopped 3 months at Barukutkacha and exasperated the inhabitants, went again on board his ship.
Arohitva Sakam Navam Pilavanta Va Sagaram Ukitatva Ta Vegana Nadimulha Mahajana Lankadipam Upagamma Orahitva Tale Tita Patitita Darnityale Attichiga Kachita Have Pipasita Kalikilata Cha Padasagamanam Jayati.
That crowd of men, having gone on board their ship, sailing over the sea, were driven away by the violence of the wind and lost their bearings. They came to Lankadipa, where they disembarked and went on shore. Standing on dry ground, being exhausted by great hunger, thirst, and fatigue, they were unable to walk on foot.
Ubopanihi janinuhi yogam katva putu viyam madje vutaya tatvana pani pasanti sobana suratam pamsu bumbage hata panimhi makite nama deyam tada asitamba panamitam tam ahu.
They crawled about on the ground with both hands and knees. Afterwards, when they rose and stood upright, they saw that their hands were resplendent, copper-colored. The red-colored dust on the ground covered their arms and hands. Hence the name of the place was called Tambapani, copper-palmed.
Patamam nagaram tambapani nankadipavarudmi vijayo tahim vasanto isariyam anusasiso vijaya vichitto chaso navam anurakena cha akutagami upatiso pata marim to idgato.
Tambapani was the first town in which the most excellent Lankadipa, where Vijaya resided and governed his kingdom. Vijaya and Vijita together with Anuradhana, Kata, Akutagami and Upatissa are those who came first to this country.
Akina nari narihi bahu sabbe samagata tahim tahim tabdissa barage nagaram mapesi katiyo tambapani dakinato naditare varutame vijayana mapitam nagaram samatua puta bedanam.
Many people, crowds of men and women came together, hence each prince found a town in the different parts. The town of Tambapani, surrounded by suburbs, was built by Vijaya in the south on the most lovely bank of the river.
Vijito vijitam ma pesi so uru velam ma payi nakata na mako macho ma pesi anuradhapuram achutagami yo nama ujjanim tata ma payi upatiso upatisam nagaram suvi bata tarapanam idam fitam suvitaram ruminiam manoram.
Vijita founded Vijitapura, the same founded Uravela. The minister who was called after the asterism Anuradha founded Anuradhapura. He who was called Akutagami then founded Ujjaini. Upatissa founded Upatissa Nagara, which had well arranged markets, which was prosperous, opulent, large, charming, and lovely.
Lanka Dipa Vaye Rame Tamba Panihi Isaro Vijayanama namena pataman rajam akarayi agate sattavasmi akino janapado ahu attatim sati vasani rajam karesi kattiyo.
The king called Vijaya by name was the first ruler who reigned in Thambapani over the delightful island of Lanka. When 7 years of his reign had passed, the land was crowded with people. That prince reigned 38 years.
Sambuddha navam mase yaka sanam vidamitam sambuddha panyachame vasanagamnam dhammayin jino sambuddha atame vasa sampatti sampayi. Imani tini tanya ni idagami tatagato sambuddha pachima vasa vijayo idam agato.
In the 9th month after Gotama had become Buddha, the host of Yakas was destroyed. In the 5th year after his attaining Buddhaship, the Jina conquered the Nagas. In the 8th year after his attaining Buddhaship, he completed the Sampati meditations in Lanka. On these 3 occasions, the Tathagata came hither. In the last year of the Buddha, Vijaya came hither.
Manusavasam akarayi sambuddho dipatamo anupadesaya sambuddho nibuddho upadesaneya parani bhutam mi sambuddha dhammaraje pabarkare atatim sati vasani rajam karesa katiyo.
The Sambuddha, the most excellent of men, made the island fit for the residence of men. The Sambuddha afterwards reached complete Nibbana by the entire annihilation of the substrata of existence.
Dutam pahesi siyapuram samittavasa santike iham agachatu maiko lanka dipavarutmam nati kochimam akache imam rajana sasako niyachademi imam dipam mamem kata parakamam.
Prince Vijaya reigned 38 years after the Parinibbana of the Sambuddha, the light-giving king of truth. He dispatched a messenger to Sihapura to the prince called Sumitta. With this message, come one of you quickly to us, to the most excellent island of Lanka. There is nobody to govern this kingdom after my death. I hand over to you this island, which I have acquired by my exertions.